Thank you, and good afternoon, ladies, gentlemen, brethren and sisters in Christ. We're pleased of this another opportunity to come your way by the means of this fine radio station that we feel is a blessing of Almighty God. We have just been informed of the passing of one of our nearest neighbors and most highly esteemed friend, Mrs. Ben Rhodes of Winnsboro. She passed away this afternoon, and the funeral will be tomorrow at Good Hope Church at 3 p.m. We have the blessed privilege, and we feel that it is because of the kind providential dealings of Almighty God to send our way Elder David V. Spangler. Elder Spangler is editor of the Signs of the Times, published at Annapolis, Maryland. Elder Spangler would appreciate any new subscribers. This periodical has been published since 1832, contending for the salvation by grace through the merits of Jesus that has been so comforting and consoling to God's poor, humble, and afflicted people. Send subscriptions to Signs of the Times, Post Office Box 86, Annapolis, Maryland. Anyone desiring a copy of the Signs of the Times, write the Signs of the Times, Box 86, Annapolis, Maryland. Elder Spangler will be glad to send you a copy free of charge. Elder Spangler will be, the Lord willing, at St. Rest Church, located at 4614 Sylvester Avenue in Dallas, tomorrow night. Those in the vicinity of Dallas would be glad that you would attend that meeting. We feel that the Lord has wonderfully blessed Elder Spangler while he has been in this vicinity to proclaim for the doctrine of God our Savior, that to the consolation of God's people and to the edification of his church and to the praise of his matchless name. We would like to also announce that Fellowship Church will not have its regular meeting on the second Sunday in April and Saturday before on account of an ordination service that's to be held at Hopewell Church at that time. Hopewell Church, located near Winnsboro, will hold 2-day services, all-day services, on next second Sunday and Saturday before. Lunch will be served on the ground both days. Now, I feel it my blessed privilege to introduce to the radio audience Elder D.V. Spangler of Annapolis, Maryland. Brother Spangler.
It is through the kindness of Elder Lambert that I speak to you at this time of the riches of Christ. I purpose to read a part of the third chapter of the book of Joshua. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. The reading is the 3rd, the 13th, and the 17th verses of the 3rd chapter of the book of Joshua. This morning, in speaking over the radio at El Dorado, I spoke from a part of the 2nd chapter of Joshua. So this afternoon speaking is more or less a continuation of the things we tried to say this morning. The account that I have read to you of the crossing of Jordan by Israel was at a time that Moses had just died. He, as a type of the law, could not pass over Jordan. He saw the land, the promised land, yet he was not permitted to enter into it. He died at the age of 120 years old, and it is said his eyesight was not dim, neither his natural force abated. In this death of Moses before Israel was to pass over Jordan, it was a type of the law in the sense that Jesus kept a law of full force in his perfect obedience. His eyesight not being dim, his natural force unabated, shows that Jesus, as the lawkeeper, kept a law that says a soul that sinneth shall die. The meaning of the word Joshua means Jesus. So when Moses was dead, the Lord commanded Joshua to lead these people across the river Jordan. One of the expressions of Joshua was, "If the Lord delight in us, he will lead us into a land that flows with milk and honey." That was the question. It is said that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old revealed. So, according to this statement, the things fulfilled in the gospel were only a fulfillment of what was promised by the prophets. It is a wonderful crossing these people had over Jordan. God commanded this as he would have it. It was not the arrangements of Joshua or any man. I like to think of the order in which these people were to cross. "And they commanded the priests, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it." It is important, as we read the Word of God at any time, to take notice of the reading and to remember one who said to another, "How readest thou?" You will notice that the commandment to these people was not to watch the priest, but to watch the ark. For Jesus is the ark of grace. Throughout the Word of God, the commandment is to know no man save Jesus only after the flesh, or in the spirit, or in the regeneration of his people, we would say. Paul, I believe, in his admonition to his brethren, commanded them to follow him no further than he followed Christ. One notable thing about the apostolic church, the Bereans were more noble than others because they searched the scriptures daily. to find out whether the things they heard were in the Word of God or not. How important that is today, my hearers, that you for yourself read the Word of God. Find out whether the things you hear are in accord with His Word. They were commanded, when you see the ark removed, borne by the priest, the Levite, go ye after it. They were to watch the ark. I think of a hymn here. The bride is not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face. I would not gaze at glory, but on the King of grace. Not at the crown he giveth, but on his pierced hand. The Lamb is all the glory in my Emmanuel's land. Throughout God's Word, the command is to follow Jesus, to look unto me, all ye ends of the earth. The priests were important, even as the ministry of the gospel is important today. But even when you hear it, remember, if you are blessed to hear, to truly hear, it is Jesus speaking. It is the Lord. For Jesus said to his apostles on one occasion, when you are brought before rulers, think not what you shall say, for it shall be given to you in the same hour. And as the gospel of the Son of God is preached, it is given to his ministers by the Lord. They do not have to prepare it. It is, as it were, the outpouring of the Spirit. And they have the truth in their heart already by an experience of the Lord Jesus Christ in their own heart. Follow the ark. These people were to follow the ark. When ye see the ark, borne by the priest, go ye after it. We're not to worship men, we're to worship God. Throughout the Word of God, that is a command, worship God. Sometimes people almost, it seems, worship men, and even among the taught of God. I remember one time when Peter went into the house of Cornelius. He was inclined to, no doubt, worship Peter, and he said, I'm just a man. That's all any minister is in the flesh, just a man. Worship God. Why, in the flesh, all are imperfect. But as the Lord teaches them his precious truth, as his people are blessed to see him, in the word of the gospel, they are seeing Christ. The priest bear the ark. The priest of old went into the temple daily, but the high priest went once a year. They couldn't go there, no. And in the 13th verse, and it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priest that there the ark of the Lord, listen, the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand up as an heap. God provided that as the priest bore this ark across Jordan, as their feet touched the water, it was to stand up as a wall. One blessed thought about this truth, that in the 17th verse, and the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Some thoughts I would like to present about this, that the feet of the priest stood firm on dry ground. It was not slippery ground these priests were standing on. And the minister of the gospel who preaches Christ and nothing else today is not on slippery ground. For the conviction, for the conversion, for the regeneration, for the preservation, and for the resurrection of all his people, the ones who proclaim him as the way, the truth, and the life, as the way of holiness, their feet are on firm ground. For the Apostle Paul said, I am determined to know nothing among you. Wherever he went, this was his determination, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. What a wonderful gospel this is to preach. Though the priests bear the ark, though the minister goes forth preaching Jesus, we are commanded to look at the ark. Whenever you hear a sermon preached, regardless of who it's from or where it is, you will listen for Jesus in it. Yes, he will be the keynote, for the word gospel means good news. And the gospel of the Son of God is good news to the poor, to the needy, to the ones who have been made to feel the need of something outside of themselves. Something an arm of flesh could not give them, a power outside of this world to undertake for them. Needy. Yes, these people are made poor. Poor. And as you see the ark removed, borne by the priest, you can go after it. Go after what? The ark? Yes. Follow the minister whose theme is Jesus Christ. Nothing else. You remember that this ark was carried by the Israelites when they moved from place to place. It was a precious possession. Why was it precious? Because the commandments of God were in it. The type of Jesus who kept the commandments for us. And I'm inclined to think it was the most precious thing they had in all their wanderings. The provision God had made for one, this ark, to be taken as a type of his dear son with him. Isn't it a wonderful thing? Jesus dwelt under the law with his people. He dwells with them today. Yes. They couldn't come right up close to it. They was to keep so far behind as they followed this ark. Someday, my friends, we'll be drawn close to it. Someday the distance will be removed. Someday the veil will be taken away. Someday the glass that's darkly presented to us will be clear. For the apostle said, we see in part, we know in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. Oh, that God might inspire our hearts to follow him and him alone, to preach him, yes, to exalt his name. For wherever he is presented in the scriptures, whether it be as the Ark of the Covenant or in any other type, he is presented as a perfect Savior. Solomon, under the law, was a type of Jesus in his riches and wisdom. David was a type of Jesus as a soldier who fought the battle for his people.
overcome their enemy. Goliath cut off his head, fought their battle because he loved them. Christ laid down his life for his own, the ones God had given him, because he loved them. This defeat of these priests was on no uncertain ground, dry ground, and they were firm upon it. And the ones who preached the gospel in its purity of Jesus Christ know their feet are upon solid, firm ground. Dry ground, there couldn't be any danger of slipping on dry ground, could they? And they were placed firmly in Jordan stream. And these people passed over. How many of them? All of them passed safely over this Jordan. When Solomon had completed the work of the temple, there was an altar, there was an oracle placed in this tabernacle, and in this oracle the Ark of the Covenant was brought and placed. This oracle, we are told, was the same dimensions every way. It was 20 cubits long, 20 cubits high, and 20 cubits wide. It was equal, wasn't it? In every direction, the oracle where the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord our God was placed. We think of this sometime as God being equal in every way. He is a God of creation. He is a God of providence. And he is the same God of grace. And he's just as equal as God in one realm as he is another. Else he would cease to be God. He made everything in this world. It's here. There are a lot of things here that I don't know why they're here, but God knows. He had a purpose in them worthy of himself. It is not for the creature to question this, but in all his creation it is said, his work shall praise him. All thy work shall praise thee. And the most precious thought of it all, thy saints shall bless thee. Those who've seen his mighty hand, felt the power of him in their own life, they do bless him for the sight. Yes. Is a God of creation, a wonderful God, who made the world and it belongs to him, everything that's here. And he is just as wonderful as the God of creation in being the God of providence. He made nothing but what he provided for, put it where he would have it, and provided for it. Food and its clothing, the birds that fly about in the treetops are provided by the great God with food. He openeth his hand and satisfieth every living thing. A wonderful God, isn't it? You know, since I came to this part of the country, I've seen a lot of oil wells. And I've thought of the wonderful God who placed this oil in the earth when the day that man would need it. When the time arrived for it to be used, he gave man the knowledge to use it and find it. But above it all, is there any of us that believe that this wonderful God, the God of creation, the God of providence, and the God of grace, would be more foolish in providing salvation for sinners than he was in providing for the creation of his own hand in the creation of the world? If he was equal in all this in the creation, in the provision for the things he created,
The oracle was equal in dimensions every way. It was as long as it was broad, three ways in this oracle where the ark was. The ark of the covenant was placed. And so God, in the economy of his grace, according to his blessed word, has a chosen people. Chosen in this ark of grace as it's typified of Christ in Christ the Lord. Given grace in Jesus Christ before the world began. Called, Paul said, according to his grace, purpose and grace. They go harmoniously in salvation. Given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So this grace, what is it? It was Jesus Christ. He was the fullness of the grace of God. And when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son. Yes, this ark typifies it. Made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. Throughout the New Testament, the commandment is to hear the Lord. Jesus told his disciples in their going forth to teach what? Whatsoever I have commanded you, nothing more, nothing less. I am with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I like to think that this matter was brought close to these men. When he said, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? One shall not fall to the ground without your father. That's teaching them how he was with them. Are you not much more than many sparrows? Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. That's the God of grace. That's the God who provides salvation. That's the God who gives us the type in the Ark of the Covenant of Jesus Christ, his Son. And it was placed in the oracle. That was all the furniture they needed. And where Jesus is in the church, that's all a church needs. That's all a church needs is Jesus Christ in prayer, in him, in preaching. The true church of God comes together to hear Jesus. That's what they come for. So, I will repeat it when you see the ark removed. Born by the priest, the Levites, go you after it. Follow no man any further than we follow Christ. I thank you for your attention.
You have just heard Elder D.V. Spangler. Listen again next Sunday at 4:30 for the program with Elder Lambert of Winsboro, Texas, a minister of the Hopewell, Good Hope, and Fair and Primitive Baptist Churches of Christ.